May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Slight apologies, this is a second-hand sermon. I didn't have much time to prepare it. Two flocks of sheep had become all mixed up with one another. And now night was coming on, and it would be very difficult to separate them before dark. If men or dogs were sent in, it would cause a lot of fear amongst the sheep and even more confusion. The shepherd who came to take care of his flock said, "Leave them alone. Wait until the very last minute, then I'll call mine, they'll know me, and they will hear my voice and they'll follow me." And now the sun had just set, and in the minutes of twilight, the shepherd started to call. The reaction among the sheep in the mixed flock was interesting, for some heard the voice and wanted to run away because they didn't know it. But the sheep that belonged to the shepherd did recognize his voice. They heard a call that meant safety, shelter, and food. They knew of the care of the shepherd and came running towards him where he was. Today's gospel is from the 10th chapter of St. John, which is all about sheep and their shepherd. In the earlier part of the chapter, before the verses we read just now, Jesus describes how the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he declares that he is the gate of the sheep. So this describes not only our entry into his kingdom, but also his protection of us. The shepherd used to lie across the gateway of the sheepfold to safeguard the sheep. This idea is continued when Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Jews argued about these words. Some thought it was mad. They thought he was mad. Others thought he was wonderful. It is at this point that today's gospel reading begins. Now, it's the dedication festival. He says it's winter. It's Hanukkah. It's the festival of lights. It was to celebrate the heroic victory of Judas Maccabeus over the king of Assyria in 170 BC. Over 80,000 Jews had been killed in the Assyrian invasion of Jerusalem, and as many again were taken into slavery. But only 6 years later, Judas Maccabeus rescued Jerusalem, and the temple was cleansed and purified and rededicated. And to celebrate this festival, lights were lit in every Jewish home as well as in the temple. And the festival takes place in our December and is very near to our Christmas. Now, we are told that it was winter and Jesus was walking in the portico of Solomon, which is a sheltered, roofed-over colonnade in the first court of the temple. And the Jews are asking Jesus questions. "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, say it now." Now, there were two main groups. There were those who wanted to know and looked forward with joy to the answer. And then there were those who were eager to trap Jesus and accuse him of blasphemy or madness. Now, Jesus replies by telling them that he has already told them, but that and that his works testify to this. "But you do not believe because you do not belong to my flock," he says. Jesus then details what it is that makes believers. "My sheep," he says, "my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them from my hand. In such cases as this, hearing and obeying really are the same thing. Not only do his believers hear him, they also naturally obey him. He knows them. He has a relationship with them. He loves them. He cares for them. They are his followers. They've learnt to trust him totally. We are his followers. We also have learnt to trust him. Just as sheep follow their shepherds to new pastures quite naturally, we follow Jesus to newness of life quite naturally. Unlike ordinary sheep, those who follow Jesus will not perish. They receive the gift of eternal life. No one can take them from Jesus, not even death. One of the greatest comments on this is by St. Paul, and this is how I'm going to finish this morning. What St. Paul wrote in Romans 8 is this: what can separate us from the love of Christ? Can hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.